This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time again now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vida Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio described fit reviews. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vida.
Nice to be talking to you again, Toby. Hello.
This week we are reviewing a show that we have both been to see with Matthew Bourne's magical dance production of Edward Scissorhands based on Tim Burton's film, which I think was released back in 1990. And I went to see Matthew Bourne's production back in mid-January at Sadler's Wells in London. And you've just seen the production at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre, Vida. How did you find Matthew Bourne's dance production of this witty, bittersweet story of an incomplete boy left alone in a strange new world?
Well, I think, like you, Toby, seen the production before, and for some reason, and I can't quite account for why, I seem to get even more out of it this time. That may have something to do with Caroline Byrne's audio description. It may just be that there was more in the touch to her to see and to literally get a feel for. Or it may just be that my concentration was better this time around than last time. But all that said, I found it a very absorbing production, very skillfully executed on stage, beautifully audio described by Caroline. And the touch to her was a real eye-opener as well. I think if people get the chance to get onto the stage or into the wings to look at props and costumes and maybe get an idea of the set, it doesn't half help give you a context for when you're sitting out in the auditorium and taking in the unfolding drama on stage.
And I always find for dance productions, going to the touch tour is so great because not only do you get the chance to sort of explore the props, but you also get a chance to get a feel of the costumes. And I was really impressed with everything for Edward Scissorhands. But when I was sort of exploring Edward's actual costume, which was made out of leather, which was sort of how the inventor had created him, and I just thought this must be so hard and difficult for the dancers to dance in. And then thinking of his hands, you know, the leather gloves with the scissors on, which made up his hands. It just does give you a real sense of what the dancers are working in, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And just literally holding the costumes, in some cases, on a hanger, you realise how heavy they are. So imagining how they then perform and dance in them is really quite a tour de force, isn't it?
Yeah, and did you get a chance to explore some of the topiary that Edward had created and maybe how, I think, the dog Nigel had also changed a bit after being given a bit of a makeover?
Absolutely, yes. That was part of our exploration on stage two before the show and all part and parcel of an interesting, informative touch tour.
Yeah, and it sometimes really amazes me as to how much detail goes into the set of a show and the costumes and everything else. Because I think in the pool scene for Edward Scissorhands, which I think is sort of fairly sort of at the beginning of the show, they were using sun cream, which actually had Avon on it, which I think nods back to Tim Burton's film as Peg Boggs was an Avon lady. So there's just so much detail. And even in Edward's bedroom as well. I mean, it just amazes me how much detail goes into things that people might not necessarily see.
You're absolutely right. And I don't know, Toby, whether other members of the audience fully appreciate that sort of explicit detail. And maybe it's only something that those lucky enough to explore a touch tour and take part in that get the chance to really sort of appreciate.
Yeah, it's so true. And Caroline's description of the dance movements really gave me a real sense of how the dancers were moving on stage. And there were some real sort of standout moments for me. Edward dancing with Peg, there was the scene when he was sort of doing everybody's hair and stuff and things like that. And another scene towards the end, which I probably shan't talk about too much, might give so much away. But were there any moments that stood out for you that really were sort of good examples?
You've highlighted a couple of them, and I would just like to make the general point, really, that, and I've said this before when talking about audio-described ballet or dance, it's a real challenge for the describer or describers. And on this occasion, there was just Caroline, who did a splendid job during the two-act performance. And more or less, without in any way sort of overburdening with information, kept talking for most of the production, but that was necessary because there was so much to explain in terms of the dance moves, some of which you've highlighted a moment ago, and just general activity that I think as I've said before, frankly, even though I enjoy the music and I'm aware of the story for something like Edward Scissorhands, without the audio description, I wouldn't have had the first idea of how to appreciate the actual action on stage. So it was a real winner for me.
Definitely so. And I also thought that, you know, Matthew Bourne's dance production gave me a real, I suppose, insight and, I suppose, idea of Edward's life, his ups and downs, and sometimes how we all want to sort of find our place in life too.
Good point, actually. Yeah, there is that wider point, and it's something to reflect on when you come out of the theatre. It's a good observation.
And I think that's possibly why Matthew Bourne's brought it back at this particular time. And you can find out more details about Matthew Bourne's Edward Scissorhands and the dates and times of productions with audio description on the tour by visiting new-adventures.net/Edward-Scissorhands. And if you click onto the links for overview and access, you'll find those full details. Next time, Vida, you'll be reviewing the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of The Merchant of Venice.
Absolutely. A very, very compelling production. I won't give too much away today, but in a week's time, yes, we'll be able to hopefully explore that particular performance in more detail. So look forward to sharing that with you and listeners then, Toby.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vida, for sharing your audio-described review of Matthew Bourne's Edward Scissorhands at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.